Welcome back to Source Code, Decipher's weekly news wrap podcast with input from our sources. This week, a new report highlighted how the industry as a whole needs to scale its disruption efforts against ransomware in order to see effective long-term impacts. The report was released on Wednesday by the Institute for Security and Technology's Ransomware Task Force, which is a coalition of more than 60 industry, government, and law enforcement experts that made 48 recommendations in 2021 aimed at targeting the ransomware threat ecosystem. Though half of those recommendations have seen significant progress, the remaining half have not been fully implemented yet, and the Ransomware Task Force pinpointed areas where these measures could use further investment and resource allocations from governments, industries, and civil society. Taylor Grossman, Deputy Director for Digital Security at the Institute for Security and Technology, talked to Decipher this week about how we can best approach this problem.
Again, I think one of the problems here is that it's easy for ransomware actors to regroup, reform. A lot of actors are not as sophisticated as others and can kind of, operate run-of-the-mill operations as easily as they want. And so I think the purpose of disruptions is really to throw as much sand in the gear as possible. So to keep working towards making this kind of everyday news that we are disrupting groups, we're making it harder for them to profit, we're making them known entities across law enforcement so that people know about, the Hive Ransomware Group or Alpha V, Black Cat, however you call it, Lockbit Group, so that, folks are actually feeling the repercussions and aren't just able to kind of, all right, so, that access point was squandered. Let's pick up and, move on. I think the disruptions that we're seeing are affecting bottom lines. They're still active, which is the problem, and they are still able to kind of reform or parts of them reform. And they're not happening as frequently as we'd like to see. So that's where I think, again, it's about prioritization and about resource allocation. So really making sure that governments have the manpower and the financial resources to throw just more people at this problem to really start to, again, disrupt as much as possible, knowing that you're not going to necessarily kill off a group immediately from the start, but that you can disrupt their activity, make it harder for them to reform, and do serious damage to how much money and how profitable they can be.
The Ransomware Task Force also held an event on Wednesday where CISA Director Jen Easterly talked about how incident reporting is a key aspect for the ransomware problem. Easterly pointed to CERCIA, or the Cyber Incident Reporting for Critical Infrastructure Act of 2022, as one way that we can better streamline incident reporting in the industry as a whole.
It's not because we want to name or shame or blame or stab the wounded. It's not about it's not about going after a company and damaging a reputation. It really is entirely about understanding what the threat is, rendering assistance if necessary. And then more importantly, most importantly, it is being able to take that information and share it broadly with the community to prevent others from becoming a victim. So case in point with Avanti, that was a pretty serious vulnerability. We were working closely with the company. We put multiple products out. We ended up putting an emergency directive act out as we put out publicly and were transparent around it. We had two incidents because of the Avanti technology. And, frankly, using that information and what we learned and putting that into the advisory so that we could get that information out to the community, that's incredibly important.
In other news this week, 2 months after the initial disclosure of the ransomware attack on Change Healthcare's network, officials with the company said that they have now determined that attackers gained access to some protected health information and personally identifiable information, which could cover what they said is a substantial proportion of people in America. On Tuesday, Change Healthcare said that its ongoing investigation has now found that attackers were able to steal files including both PHI and PII. Federal regulators have followed the details of this breach closely, and Andrew Witte, the CEO of Change Healthcare's parent company, United Health Group, will testify in a hearing before the House Energy and Commerce Committee next week on May 1st to discuss the impact of the attack on both providers and patients. We'll be watching next week to see how that testimony plays out. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Source Code podcast. Have a great weekend. While you were happy-